Chapter 26. At about the same time the brown rats had been pursuing Vizca up the ditch, Gorath opened his eyes. The young badger felt strangely calm. There was a little mole maid sitting by the bed watching him. Raising his head slightly, he smiled at her.
"Hello, what's your name, miss?"
She fell from the bedside stool and shot up, throwing her small flowered apron over her face as she fled.
"I'm Dorple, sir. You excuse, I must be fetching Cesar, sir."
Gorath could hear her cries as she tottered downstairs.
"Imgur, badger, bees, woe, Cesar, hurry!"
Gorath sat up. At first he felt dizzy, but the sensation died off as he breathed deeply. He had no idea where he was, except that it was some place within Redwall Abbey. How long had he been here? Within moments, he heard a rush of paws pounding the stairs. Next thing he knew, the little sickbay room was full of creatures. Sister Atrata hurried to his side. He sat quite still as she checked him out. After a while, the sister announced to the visitors.
"At least he's over the fever, thank goodness. How do you feel, Gorath?"
The young badger touched the deep flame-shaped scar on his forehead and spoke quietly.
"I feel hungry, sister."
Rangvar muttered to Mordi in an audible whisper.
"Hungry, is he? Faith, and this is going to keep the owl cook busy fiddling that boy up. Will you look at the size of the beast? Sure, I'd sooner be feeding him for a day than for a season, that's for certain."
For some obscure reason, the roguish squirrel's remark amused Gorath. It made him chuckle. Abbot Dorcas observed the pleasure it gave all the Redwallers to see a happy smile on the face of their guest. The abbot winked at Orquil, indicating Gorath with a gesture.
"Tell your friend why he's fortunate to wake up hungry at this time."
Orquil grabbed Gorath's huge paw and started tugging him out of bed.
"'Cause we're having a feast out in the grounds. Do you want to come, mate?"
Gorath allowed Mordi and several others to heave him upright. He shuffled once, then regained his balance.
"It would be a pleasure to attend your feast. That's if it isn't too much trouble."
Skipper threw a paw around the big badger's shoulder.
"Too much trouble, matey?"